In front of me right now are our next two contestants. Please welcome Mark Levy and Ananta Verpungsi. Thanks for coming on Ask Me Another.
Thank you.
Now, Ananta, I learned that you are about to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
That is correct.
That is fantastic. And I understand before you do that, you usually need to do a trivia show to get in the mode, right?
They say it's the best exercise.
You're in luck because Mark here is actually part of the Earth Institute at Columbia U. So, Mark, can you give her a little bit of advice?
Take oxygen.
Take oxygen. Our next game is called On the Colbert Report. Why, you may ask? Because it's about words that feature a silent T. For example, if we said an NBA referee might blow it, you would answer whistle, right? Ring in when you know the answer. Natalie Portman took lessons in this for her role in Black Swan. Ananta.
Ballet.
Correct. Evil ballet at that. Pas de destruction. A natural phenomenon whose name literally translated means harbor wave. Ananta.
Tsunami.
Tsunami is correct. It's what a person who rents an apartment doesn't have to pay. Sounds good. Mark.
Mortgage.
That is correct. Fruit-colored fashion item featured in a 1985 hit song by Prince. Ananta.
Beret.
Yes, that's right. Jeeves, Cato, and Mr. Bates from Downton Abbey are all fictional characters with this job. Ananta.
Butler.
Ooh, I'm afraid there is a strong T in Butler. Mark?
Valet.
Valet, you get the points. Stolen. Though there's no mention of a George or a Ringo, Paul and John are each one in the New Testament. Mark.
Apostles.
Apostles, exactly. And we both know that George and Ringo are featured, of course, in the Talmud. New York City's Grand Central Terminal is one, so is the Port Authority bus terminal. And you are right to both look puzzled. It's tricky. New York City's Grand Central Terminal is one. Oh, Mark.
Depot.
Depot, yes. A car company whose logo is nicknamed the Bowtie. Mark.
Chevrolet.
That's correct, Chevrolet. A legal principle permitting the use of force in self-defense is the expression, a man's home is his what? Mark.
Castle.
Castle, that is correct. It's a hairy, human-like creature that supposedly lives in the northwestern of the United States and western Canada. Ananta.
Yeti.
Ooh, sorry, Yeti. Mark.
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch is what we were looking for. There you go.
We also would have accepted Bigfoo.
Mark, congratulations. You are a winner of this round. You are moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.